Problems of belief are more critical than problems of technique. Do you have any self-limiting beliefs? I'm drawing again from the optimal salesperson, Mastering the Mindset of Sales Superstars and Overachievers by Dan Caramonico and Marie McGuire. One of the self-limiting beliefs is rejection is a bad thing. They write, that belief becomes self-limiting. Fear of rejection causes salespeople to put off prospecting for new business. It elongates the sales cycle because salespeople avoid asking hard questions and even closing, lest they get a no. When prospects say they don't want to buy, many salespeople take it personally. For these and other reasons, rejection is viewed as a bad thing. The reality: products and services are rejected, not people. The optimal salesperson understands this and does not take rejections personally. Although rejection is never easy, you can deal with it if you reframe it, that is, view it in a different context or perspective. Consider the following reasons why rejection can be good and even useful. When they say no, I can move on without wasting any more time. If my product is going to be rejected, the sooner the better. When people say no, I can try out some new sales techniques. Maybe the next time I'll get a yes. A no now is better than a no later, preceded by 5 I need to think it overs and the attendant waste of time. No toughens me up for bigger prospects to come. If my closing rate is 1 out of 3, I need the 2 no's as much as I need the 1 yes. In the short term, my closing rate is constant. Therefore, to double my sales, I need to double the amount of rejections I get. More rejections equal more money for me. With the right mindset, no is not seen as rejection, but rather part of the selling process and just another step on the way to success. That's the end of the excerpt from The Optimal Salesperson. The authors certainly do offer some tough love there. Here's what I wrote about rejection in The Accidental Salesperson. Resistance is the reason for the existence of salespeople. At the same time, you shouldn't have to fight your way to every sale. Work on your beliefs about selling and rejection by putting your systems, not yourself, on the line. If you believe you're putting yourself on the line every day in selling, then rejection might hurt you or slow down your success way more than it should. You're putting your prospecting system on the line. You're putting your voicemail script on the line. You're putting your proposal writing system on the table. You can always improve your systems. The word no has no power over you other than the power you choose to give it. The word no can't make you feel bad unless you believe that rejection is bad. If you believe no means not now, how would that make you feel when you got a no? See, problems of belief are more critical than problems of technique. Selling is a series of defeats punctuated by profitable victories. That's a saying that's helped me along the way, and it may help you work on what you believe about selling, success, and rejection. Selling is a contact sport. Are you playing it hard enough to get roughed up a little bit? This is Chris Lytle. Thanks for being part of the automatic sales improvement process. Talk soon.